What if I told you that you could cut your production time in half? That how long it took you to provide a service or to build a product, I could reduce that for you by 50%. Just imagine the savings that you would have. Imagine the extra time that you would have. We're going to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show. If you'd share it right now, I'd really be thankful for it. And for subscribing on YouTube, it's such a blessing. Watching and having goals on growing your subscription or your subscribers on YouTube and having your viewers increase on your podcast is really rewarding, because as you are achieving your goals, as you are growing into your goals and getting to your goals, you're easily reminded that, hey, there's still a large portion of people that are being here, listening, benefiting, enjoying the show. And it's not just like some empty number, like sales goals of dollars of how many sales you brought into the company, but it's, hey, these are actual people listening, and these are people that are buying in and subscribing, and it's just a real humbling thing, and I'm just thankful for it along the way. It's not something that's frustrating to me in any sense of the word, or just feeling like I have to get to this goal or it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like this all matters. It's all a blessing. It's all encouraging, and I'm just thankful for all of you guys is basically what I'm trying to say. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in the memo field. Get $100 off your conference tickets coming up October 1st through the 3rd. I'd love to see you guys there. Please come up and say hi. And I just hear there's going to be a lot of good times happening there. I really look forward to that. What else? Oh, you also get tons of other benefits. You get a mug, like in the background, and you get a Fight Laugh Feast shirt. I mean, just, you get so much stuff. There's no other membership that has as much value and eternal blessings. I don't know what I mean by that, but what I'm saying to say is, you're not just supporting a network, but you're supporting people that are doing the Lord's work, that we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And so consider about praying and joining. Make sure you put in that HGBT to get that mug. 15 ounces. Wonderful size mug. All right. I was talking with my wife, as I tend to do from day to day, and we were talking about homeschooling. And she might have saw this from Summer Yeager's post. I tried to do a little quick search, but I don't have enough time to Facebook stalk her or anything like that. And I didn't see it, but I think I remember her saying that it was from Summer Yeager. I could be wrong. But one of the things that this person said was, the best advice that I could give somebody who's considering homeschooling their kids is not try to do what public school is doing at home. Don't try to mimic, don't try to copy, don't try to repeat everything that the public school is doing and then do it at home. And I really like this, and I love this, because I think this is so key for anyone who's looking to be innovative, someone who's looking to be creative, looking for disruption, to be disruptive, looking for ways to cut costs, looking for ways to be competitive, to create sustainable competitive advantages, is you have to remember what your goal is. And this is probably something that is really intimidating for a lot of people that are considering homeschooling their kids. And there are a lot of people doing that in this very day. Thank God. I'm so thankful that people are opening up their eyes to seeing the failures and the devastation of what the public school system is. Remember, nothing is neutral. Math is not neutral. English is not neutral. They are discipling you. They are conditioning your mind. They are training you, raising you up to either be for Christ or against Christ. There is no middle ground. If you're not for him, you're against him. And we're seeing that with all the social justice stuff and all the critical race theory and the relativism, the postmodern, that 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, when in fact it does, because God created the world to work in a specific way. And people are seeing that, and I love it. I love it so much. But what is probably one of the biggest hurdles to it, and why this person said the advice on social media, which I believe again was Summer Yeager, was that there's this big hurdle that makes you think like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to replace everything my child got at public school or private school in some cases. And you have to remember, your goal is not to replicate a failing system. Your goal is not to replicate something that is not biblical, that isn't educating your child in ways that they should be educated. Your goal is to raise men and women to be God-fearing people, discipled, educated, and to take dominion of the world, to go out and proclaim the gospel, to go out and to be ambassadors, to go out and preach the gospel, to disciple the nations. That is your goal in education. And so when you think about, oh my gosh, I have to do all these things at public school, is not necessarily. And one of the people that my wife was talking to, another homeschool person, because she's thinking about doing homeschooling instead of private schooling, is that they said that they really only do 3 or 4 hours of training or teaching every day, especially for the younger kids. And I was thinking about it. I mean, when I was going to school, it was 7, 8 hours, and then there was childcare, and then there's getting ready and all this stuff. And you're really cutting your time in half of what you take to produce this child, to train up, to provide these services, of what you would do sending them to public schools. And that's not even including all the costs that we have to pay by property taxes and all those things and all those expenses, but just saving 4 hours a day of your child's life every single day, cutting the education time in half. Imagine how much more you can teach, how much more you can train, how much more you can share the joys of this world God has made, getting them outdoors, socializing with friends, playing sports, being active, doing so many more things that you could do because you don't need to spend as much time because you don't have 30 kids in each class. You have 2 kids or 3 kids or 1 kid, and you become more efficient. So when you're trying to do things like homeschool your kids, or when you're trying to be innovative and think of a new product, remember your goals and don't think that you just have to copy how things have always been or how these experts, quote unquote, are doing it. You don't have to do things exactly like the public schools. You don't have to do things exactly like your work does them. There could be, and oftentimes are, better ways, more efficient ways that you could do things if you remember your goal. Your goal is not to break off and do things exactly like what you're breaking off from. You are trying to break off for a reason. That is, you believe that the value and the goals that you are trying to achieve for yourself, for your career, or for your kids, in this case, the homeschooling example, you're doing it because you could believe you could do it better, which means you just remember that you don't have to necessarily do it the exact same ways. And I thought that was encouraging. I hope that's encouraging for those of you who are thinking about homeschooling, have never done it before. But I hope that also is encouraging for those business folks that are looking for ways to start their own business, have a side hustle, is don't be looking to copy people exactly. Look for better ways to do it. Look for efficient ways to do it. Just because, and in the example, I'm saying that you can cut 50% of your production or your services for in this homeschool context, but that doesn't mean it's not true in others as well. And there may be ways that that no one has discovered yet, or there are ways where you can invent or create or provide value in a way where you're focused on the goal and you realize there's so many things that you don't need to do, or there's repeated processes, or there's extra steps that don't need to be in the production lifecycle, which can create a competitive advantage for you, which can reduce cost, which can make you a competitor in the industry or the market you are in. So don't be trapped into how things have always been done. Remember, sometimes the wheel needs to be reinvented. If it wasn't, we would have concrete wheels on our cars. We would have stone wheels on our cars. Probably stone, not concrete. Sometimes the wheel needs to be reinvented. Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does. And the wisdom that God gives us will help us determine that. All right, we'll end it there. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.